Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And, of course, a ton of stuff going on. And I tell you, woke up this morning and, one, the sun was out. Like, because sometimes I get up for this show and it's still dark. But it was already nice, already starting to warm up. And it's like, man, summer is on. Of course, the official start to summer is the Golden State Warriors smashing the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it wasn't even fun at the end. I'm going to tell you. Game one was pretty interesting, of course. What a dubious distinction, scoring, 51, 52 points, and then with a loss. So I guess it's a perfect example of one guy can't do it all. But I tell you, one guy that can do a lot in the studio with us is RJ. Hey, RJ, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, David. Thank you so much for having me. If I could do it all, then let's get started.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you're like, where's the check?
It's like, uh-oh.
Right? There's the check. No, I was just going to say, because there is so much going on that the Unser Racing Museum event calendar in the off season, we're like scratching for stuff, right? Snowmobile racing, all kinds of other things that we could find to do indoor. But of course, at this time of year, I mean, there's so many things going on. So let's get started with the Pro Series.
Perfect. So yesterday with the Camping World Truck Series, we had Johnny Sauter won last night at the Texas Motor Speedway, which was a great start to our weekend. Followed by their next event, which will be, of course, our Friday show. And so next Friday, June 16th, they're at the Iowa Speedway, the M&M's 200 going on.
Yeah, and I tell you, last night's race, there was a lot of carnage. But one thing I think is super cool is the Camping World Trucks last night and the Indy cars are running on that track tonight. And so, I mean, talk about a contrast. You kind of go from the truck that pulls the trailer and the car to the track to a car that is so technically advanced that it can't even be on an open trailer. I mean, you got to go one way or the other, where the open trailer, closed trailer thing, trailer queens. And, of course, we're going to talk about some car shows later. There's a lot of trailer queens going on over at Hooters today. But Xfinity Series racing today. What's going on with that at Michigan?
So the Michigan International Speedway, the Michigan 250 is going to happen. It's on Fox at 11:30 today. So bright and early race coming on. Good times about to follow.
Yeah, and I tell you, what's neat is we don't have a lot of with only just a lot of regulars in this race. So because last week, of course, watching Kyle Busch just run away with the thing, just really wasn't that interesting. But then he got smoked by Martin Truex in the Cup race. But anyway, Kyle, if you want to talk some crap to me, that's absolutely fine. But of course, Cup race going on tomorrow.
I say leading up to the Cup race on Sunday, June 10th, we have the Michigan 400 at the Michigan International Speedway. That's also going to be on Fox at noon. So regular time standing race is about to happen.
Yeah, IndyCar, like I said, going on at Texas, and you've got Willpower, of course, leading the points. But you got Joseph Newgarden at 1-2-3 for Penske on the pole. What time is that? When can we tune in and see that race?
That's going to be at 8 o'clock p.m. on the NBC Sports Network. That's going to be happening tonight.
So. Awesome. Any more open wheel this weekend?
So for Formula One that's coming up for Sunday, we have the Canadian Grand Prix on ABC at the track Cirque Jacques Villeneuve.
But you tried. You gave it a try. And see, that is why Formula One is not popular in the United States. Because think about this. Could you imagine somebody in Alabama trying to say that? I mean, you know, of course, the Hillbilly headlines were on earlier today. And one of the things I want to, I'm going to talk to Jim, and actually Jim's sitting in with us this morning, but have him on in the next segment. But the craziest thing I ever saw was, of course, that armored vehicle that got stolen. So I don't know if you guys, you know, if you saw that, but in Hillbilly headlines, I mean, that's great. I mean, I actually would think it would be awesome to be able to drive a tank. So I don't know if I'd go steal one, because I think that's got to be a federal offense. Right? And, you know, lucky they didn't blow it up. But anyway, I digress. You were talking about the Jacques Villeneuve Cirque de whatever. Cirque du Soleil. That's what we'll call Formula One, right?
I'm blaming my accent on that one, so not a problem with that. No problem.
All right. Well, of course, Lewis Hamilton leading the points on that. And so we'll see if Sebastian Vettel can get back up there and make it a run. But let's talk a little drag racing.
So for the NHRA, we have the Virginia Nationals that are actually going on at the Virginia Motorsports Park for the first time since 2009.
Yeah, absolutely. Got Courtney Force looking like to continue with her dominance there, and of course, going to be a great run there. But going on locally, we got some drag racing today.
At the ABQ Dragway, which will be today, the June 9th, we have the All Out Call Out coming on.
Yeah, and of course, that's going to be pretty awesome, because it's a true streetcar drag racing. And of course, we'll ask Jim what they mean by true. Anytime you use the word true, like New Mexico true, you know, we all know that that's that hot green chili, the hatch green chili. But we'll talk some more about that. What about out at Sandia Motor Speedway today?
So Sandia today, they actually had to cancel the clay oval racing. Followed by, we have the Southwest Motorsports Racing today and tomorrow. And then Monday and Tuesday, so early next week, we have the Charlie Fagan Law Enforcement Driving School.
Yeah, so road racing, gates are open now. As a matter of fact, they're probably going to have drivers meeting in about 10 minutes, and we're going to try and go live out there after the drivers meeting and find out what's going on the road course today. But of course, the asphalt track seems to be fine, but the dirt track's having a lot of trouble with that well, and it's, you know, always fun trying to keep a facility open. But talk about needing water. What's going on motocross?
So the event's finally happening June 9th and 10th. We have round three of the Moriarty MX 2018 race series happening. So long-awaited race coming to fruition.
Absolutely. Practice today, race tomorrow. I wonder if they're doing the mud bogs again. I mean, because the mud bogs out there is awfully cool. But we'll have to go catch up with Jay and see if maybe they got the bogs going on. But if you want to go check out a car show today, where can we go?
So today, which is going to be Saturday, June 9th, we have the 24th Annual Summer Car Show Series at Hooters East, which will be their San Mateo location from 10 to 4, with 50-50 drawings and raffles supporting the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and music by our friend Steve Cruisin' with the Oldies.
Oh, yeah. What we call him, Ponytail?
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yes. Well, you know what's funny is that when we had him on the TV show, he told me that he texted me and he said that he's been getting a lot of criticism about the show. And so I said, well, was it the quality of the show or the quality of the guests? So needless to say, always some talking junk going on. But
I do resemble that remark.
Oh, that was Costa with a chime there. But talk about, let's see, the Father's Day. Father's Day's coming up, and you've got a little pre-Father's Day show in Shine.
This is going to be Friday, actually. They have a Friday event June 15th at the Manzano Mesa Multi-Generational Center in Albuquerque, one block east of Eubank behind the Costco. And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, awesome. And, of course, that was in the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. If you ever miss any of our shows, you can always check it out at nmmotorsportsreport.com, on demand here at the 1017theteam.com. Of course, make sure that you like us on Facebook at the New Mexico Motorsports Report, or follow us on Twitter at MMReport. Of course, Unser Racing Museum open 7 days a week, 10 to 4, 1776 Montano. If you haven't been by in a while, you need to swing by. But coming up on the other side is Jim Costa, and we're going to be talking a little bit of all-out call-out. And you better get ready to go get your tickets, because they're almost sold out. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Summer is here, and the place to feed your golf appetite is the beautiful Cochiti Golf Club. Cochiti is only a 50-minute drive away, but an average of 10 degrees cooler than Albuquerque. Most importantly, it's a beautiful 18-hole championship course layout amongst spectacular vistas. Take advantage of Cochiti Golf Club's four-round special for only $139. That's right, four rounds for just $139, less than $35 a round. For offer details or to book your tee time today, visit CochitiGolfClub.com. That's CochitiGolfClub.com.
Do you enjoy delicious beer and awesome food? If so, you have to check out Desert Valley Brewing Company. Enjoy chef specialties like their 100% New York strip beef burger, the Kobe beef burger, and so much more. Thirsty? Desert Valley Brewing has everything from an IPA to a cider, as well as craft cocktails and wine. Whether you're grabbing a drink with the fellas or it's date night, Desert Valley Brewing has to be your choice. So pop on in 7 days a week. Located on Albuquerque's west side, 3700 Ellison Road, Northwest.
Ever receive a quote on a new window? Seems like you have to refinance your house in order to pay for them. Surface Innovations doesn't believe that should be the case. It's Magnetite, and it's more affordable, maybe better at keeping dust and noise out than a new window. And they offer a ton of different options like the Eclipse, Privacy Museum series, and so much more. Before you replace your windows with the other guys, think locally owned and operated Surface Innovations, where they guarantee 100% customer satisfaction and affordability. Call 639-4989, 639-4989.
Starlight Bowling Bar and Grill inside Santa Ana Star Casino is New Mexico's best bet for fun.
We should bring the whole family.
Let's play.
Or maybe date night.
Let's go.
Or cosmic bowling every Friday and Saturday night.
Let's roll.
Or plan our next party there.
Let's do it.
From the touchscreen tablets at each lane to the delicious bar and grill, everything's brand new.
Starlight Bowling Bar and Grill inside Santa Ana Star Casino.
Let's bowl.
And cheer on the Albuquerque Soul on Friday, June 15th. The UNM Soccer Complex is the site. 7:30 is the game time. FC Tucson is the opponent. Tickets and family memberships are available at abqsoulfc.com. Enjoy the beautiful game with your friends and family. Come out and cheer on the Soul. Tickets available at abqsoulfc.com. Presented by Bosque Brewing, Bios, United Healthcare, U.S. Eagle, and Star Brothers Brewing.
Let's go, Soul!
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, and I like that drop, you know, fastest radio host. But at some point, we're going to go out and find out just how slow I am out at ABQ Dragway. Joining me this morning, not slow, Jim Costa. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Well, and I, of course, mentally, I didn't mean mentally. I just meant on the track. You're not slow.
Oh, okay, right. Well, actually, right now I'm slow on the track because my car's barbecued, so.
Right. Well, that's a terrible picture I just had of that.
It's been a year.
But, yeah, no, absolutely.
A year and a week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it was June 3rd.
And everything?
Right.
Everything going good?
Oh, yeah, no worries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did I hear you sell the car? You sold the carcass, I guess you would say?
I have not been working on it. I have somebody interested in it, but we'll see. I don't know, but I think we remedied the problem though.
So yeah,
we just bought another vehicle.
Uh oh.
Right.
Can you disclose that yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought Mike LeBate's S10 truck.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So yeah, so we'll be back out there next year.
So I guess the question would be then, what is he driving now?
He bought one of Clint Satterfield's old promos.
Well, that's a perfect segue for me to apologize for not proofing the article as well as possible. But now Clint gets a second one.
There you go. Right.
Yeah, you know, it's like, to try and make good on that. But see, so as the cars move, eventually a new car comes into the mix, right? I mean,
correct.
That's the whole concept.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Clint got a Larry Jeffers 69 Camaro.
Okay.
And it's funny, everyone's, well, why did he change from the Firebird to the Camaro? It's actually a tire issue. The fender wells on the Firebird are much more rounded, where the Camaro is much more square, so you can get a bigger tire under the Camaro body.
Well, that's interesting that you would mention that, because I was looking at a lot of the cars that were competing in the Pro Series, and of course, almost all of the ones in the Pro Stock are almost all Camaros. But you look at the in the funny cars, you get a nice mix of Camaros and Dodge Chargers. So.
Right. Well, the Pro Stock, it's factory, so they're trying to drive new body styled cars. Well, there's, you know, and I don't know. Pro Stock's odd. It's kind of, for me personally, it's kind of lost its flair, just because now you can crossbreed. You can put Dodge engines with a Chevy body, and I mean, it's just, they're like trying to keep it together when it's dying, in my opinion. I don't know what they can do to fix it. Unfortunately, I think classes like Pro Mod, which are much more exciting, you have a vast variety of bodies, a vast variety of power adders. You got turbos, nitrous, superchargers. And it's a lot more fun to watch, and they're a lot faster.
Yeah, well, it actually kind of makes me think about, like, say, the whole all-out call-out thing, this true streetcar drag racing.
Right.
Sometimes I feel that, and you hit on the point, is there does become a disconnect between, that doesn't look anything like my car. And I think that's one thing that's cool about kind of like the vintage funny cars, is it's cool to go look at something that's just so crazy.
Right. Yeah,
you know, because it's like, you know, really, do people really think that the Charger RT in the funny car looks like the RT that is on the street? No. But where that loyalty has always been.
Which is why they call them funny.
Well,
I think that's where it came from.
Right. Well, and absolutely. And I mean, I had the Snake and the Mongoose Hot Wheels set. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. So, but let's talk a little bit about the All Out Call Out. And of course, you guys are the title sponsor.
Right.
And tickets are limited.
Very.
So tell people, I mean, they need to drive over there. They got to come get their fuel anyway.
Right.
And their tires, because with the gatherings, like at around noon at the pit, you got to drive your car over there. So, how many tickets do you think are probably left?
I think we have a few hundred left.
Okay.
So it's not like, you know, be there at 9 o'clock, but I'm guessing if you're not there by noon, since you can buy them on the Eagle Ranch Yearwood location, you can buy them at the Eubank Yearwood location, and you can buy them online. Now, the twist is, today, they're all $20. Before, you could get them for $15 if you came and physically bought them at Yearwood.
Right.
$20 online. Well, now they're $20 everywhere.
Okay.
But since there's three avenues for people to get the tickets, they'll probably go pretty quick.
Yeah.
Especially based on the last hour that I was at work last night, I stood at the counter just selling tickets.
Right.
So I actually had a guy walk up and want to buy something, and I was confused.
Oh,
you actually want to buy something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a retail business. That's kind of the whole point to this. Because sometimes I really think, and first off, I'd like to, second off, I don't know where we're at, maybe like fifth off, but this show wouldn't exist without you.
Oh,
I mean, since day one, you've been a part of this show. It's over 5 years.
Wow.
And we look like we've both aged 10 or 15.
At least, right?
So, you know, and of course, you got to sit in the hot seat over here.
That's probably what aged me that last 5 years.
Yeah, so this was worse than your car catching on fire.
Well, yeah, because I got a concussion when I wrecked my car. I don't even remember that.
Well, and of course, you also had a fire crew. I mean,
I think
RJ, I think maybe Brooklyn was on the other side of the glass. Of course, Kelly was here, but you know.
I think I aged them probably 5 years too.
Yeah, well, I mean, but Kelly looks better, so I don't know what's going on there, but maybe it's the pressure of graduating. The pressure's off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, and it's tennis season, so, you know, she's all into that, but where were we going? Oh, all out call out. Okay,
right.
So we got off track there. So everything from 14-second slow poke to 8-9-second let it eat open class, and 1,000 to win for the four classes, 3,000 to win single elimination. Let it eat. I mean, is this really kind of where this yeah. all really starts for drag racing? How many of these? Because you've had a couple of them, it's become a super big event. How many of them have transferred into weekly regulars? Do you have any feel for that?
I don't know, but what I like about it is it's all new faces for us. I mean, I'm sitting there selling all these tickets, and I was like, I've never seen these people.
Awesome.
And, you know, that's part of the reason, you know, we do, for the track, we sell the tickets for them as a courtesy.
Right.
Well, you know, business-wise, it's to get people in the store that have never been there.
Right.
So, from my aspect, that it's working for us. But to see all these new faces of people that never come into our store that are interested in our sport, that's awesome. And that's because that's what it's all about, is getting a new, genuine interest into what we do that we've all done forever, getting new faces. So that's to me, that's the great part of it. Now, the race part of it, I think, is really cool because they have to make the 20-plus mile drive.
Right.
Regardless of how fast your car is. So you've got 8-second street cars that have to make a mandatory 20, 25-mile drive, and if they stop or they break, they're done.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to – you can't stop for fuel. You can't do – you know, you have to drive on the tires that you're going to race on. It's a neat venue for them.
Yeah. Well, and I'm just thinking with the construction, too, at the off-ramp at Rio Bravo – they're also dealing with different heights of surfaces, different types. I mean, that's a true, you know, I mean, you truly have to have a little bit of gravel in order to make it.
The course that they selected avoids that area.
Ah, okay.
I actually think they're going across University up into over the bridge and then around the pavilion and all that.
Excellent. I didn't even know you could circle back that way.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Because I thought, well, maybe you had to go all the way to Zlatan and come
back.
Yeah, because
I think if you go south on University, eventually you circle back around north on Bobby Foster.
Very cool. So, that's true. Okay, now I get that. Now, the cool thing is, though, if you don't know how to do that, you just go to the pit.
Right.
And you just follow the caravan.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And actually, if people want to go to the pit and check it out, it's kind of cool because it's like a whole other car show. And you remember, there's almost a couple hundred cars that are participating in this, so it's kind of a big deal. It's the biggest race of the year for everybody.
Right, absolutely, so. And of course, you guys help make that happen. I mean, without your support, helping grow this event and several other things you do around the community, because we
like to be diversified.
Well,
I mean, last weekend I was at the Lowrider Car Show.
Absolutely, and you actually didn't text me. You didn't respond to my message because all that chrome. But then I stopped by, and of course I saw a ton of chrome. So
right.
So clearly you do have chrome.
Yeah,
turbocharger.
We can also shine as well as go.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's phenomenal. As a matter of fact, the display. But I can't believe that segment is already over. If I could ask you to stay over for a couple of minutes,
sure.
In the next one, there's still some more questions I wanted to. Ask you, but stay tuned, hold on. We're going to take a quick commercial break and then come back. But we're also going to start a new segment in the next segment called Where's Spencer? Because Spencer Hill is one of our correspondents, and every weekend he's somewhere else doing something else, including some driving. So we're going to have our first edition of Where's Spencer on the other side. You've been listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Swope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsport Report.
Hey, It's been a big year for former Lobo and Chicago Bear Brian Urlacher. And we invite you to join us as we roll out the red carpet for him just weeks after he puts on the gold jacket. It's the third annual Brian Urlacher Banquet and Golf Tournament, August 22nd and 23rd. Brian has been named to both the College Football Hall of Fame and Pro Football Hall of Fame since his last tournament here. This is your chance to celebrate these incredible honors with him, literally weeks after he gets inducted in Canton, Ohio. It's the third annual Brian Urlacher Banquet and Golf Tournament to benefit the Salvation Army, August 22nd and 23rd, at the beautiful Sandia Resort and Casino. Participating sponsors include Mesa Tractor, Downs Racetrack and Casino, the Better Business Bureau, New Mayo Medical Center, and Windsor Door Sales. Visit 1017theteam.com. That's 1017theteam.com for team and corporate sponsorship information.
Man, I was heading to the golf course, and there's water running all over the floor.
Hi, I'm Chris with Elevated Mechanical Services. Elevated Mechanical Services for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs.
Elevated Services, so you can enjoy your golf game. 505-200-2434.
At U.S. Eagle, our members own us, so we listen to them. Isn't that wonderfully unfinancial? Take Susanna. She switched to us from a bank and just wants respect. So we give her member perks and a hug. And then there's John. John wants to feel like he's on top of the world. We tell him, okay, stand on our desk. Wow, he says, up here, I feel like I'm at the top of your org chart. There's a reason for that, we reply. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union, where you get all the credit. Visit useagle.org.
Clark's Pet Emporium for premium pet care with live animals in shot clinics and a staff with passion and compassion. Locally owned and operated. 11,200 Manal and 4914 Lomas. Clark's Pet Emporium, your go-to place for pets. ClarksPets.com.
At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views. Twin Peaks is celebrating the first official day of summer with their neon bikini party. Get to Twin Peaks June 21st through the 26th and join in on the party featuring neon bikinis, drink specials, and more party than you can handle. Light up the summer at Twin Peaks.
Ah, Sunday. All set up with your favorite cup and your Sunday journal. Seventh heaven. Actually, only 1/7 of it. You miss a lot not getting the journal daily. In fact, it's much too much to miss. You miss getting that Journal Subscribers Rewards card with savings that in 1 month can pay for your subscription? Much too much to miss. Like the magazines, Business Outlook, Relish, Homestyle, New Mexico Life, the new TV Now, and others. No daily journal? Much too much to miss. Like the Journal's investigative reporting. More awards for it than any state news source. When they say, catch you later, they mean it. Amber Alerts. The e-journal gets them, then TV and the others pick them up. Since the 1880s, the Albuquerque Journal has held the pulse of this place. Today, in its trim, fit, on-point coverage of what's around us and who we are, the Journal's good for you. Take one daily. Your Albuquerque Journal is much too much to miss. Subscribe at abqjournal.com or call 823-4400.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Sloat for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. And coming up right now, a new segment we called Watching the Man. And so Jim Costa's got an announcement of where the radar is today.
Oh, yeah, they're just a little PSA. They're running radar just, on the south end of Intel on 528.
Well, there
a couple of Rio Rancho's finest over there.
There you go. So that's within the coverage area. So it's not Jim Costa's fault or the radio station's fault if you get pulled over speeding. But that makes sense. I mean, what are we at, like the ninth day of the month? So got to generate some revenue.
Sure.
And of course, they're not using it today for their little motorcycle school or whatever. So might as well catch some speeders. But it seems to me like maybe they should be over in the kind of the
university area around noon to 4 o'clock, right? Down by the pit.
Right. I don't know. From what I understand, most of the people that do make the drive behave.
Right. Well,
so, I mean, you're going to cut loose a little bit here and there. I mean, we all do, but yeah, at least I didn't donate this morning to Rio Rancho's funds.
That's correct.
But I didn't.
Well, exactly. As a matter of fact, I mean, I don't know. Can I ask you this on the air? I mean, do you have radar?
No.
Okay. Well, good for you. Because that seems to be an unfair deal. Let's see. Wanted to ask you. I was just curious because we continue. I mean, NASCAR has all this conversation constantly about their financial situation, their grandstands, and all this kind of stuff. But drag racing, we never seem to have that conversation. And when I was out there the other day, even for one of the Yearwood Performance Street to Strips, I mean, there was people there out there were using as a test and tune. So it's not just just that people. I mean, we're talking about you should get a ticket and have to go out there and get a card in order to
We've talked about that. We've actually tried to have that happen.
Yeah.
I've actually given free passes to some cop friends,
right?
And said, hey, this is my opinion. Somebody gets caught racing, rather than slap them with fines and everything else, say, here, take it to the track. If I catch you again, next time you're in trouble.
Wow.
Give a guy a break, one warning.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves a second chance.
So what do you think that, because I it seems like the drag strip's doing fine. I mean, we have 55 years, mm-hmm. You've got things from.
Unfortunately, for the racing community, they have Robert.
Right.
Without Robert, that track would have been toast.
Well, and I think it's just because you try and control what you can control.
Right.
But yet the ladder system, the feeder system works, mm-hmm. because you don't literally have to sell your car other than you guys did and buy another car to move up. Just as your car goes faster, it moves up.
Well, sure. Yeah. You can make upgrades to your vehicle. Just like with the slow poke class with the Al Alcala used to be the biggest class.
Right.
Well, now it's not. The next class up is.
Right.
And all the classes are growing. So as people get more interested, the need for speed increases.
Right.
So that's how I end up, running sevens.
And do you think that that's part of why drag racing continues to be successful? Or they do a good job of just trying to balance between serving the drivers as the first client versus being all about trying to fill the grandstands?
I think so. And the neat thing about, if you go to a national event, every ticket, just like here locally, is a pit pass.
Right.
So you can get it, if you get into the races, you can wander through the pits, you can get right up there, you can get right behind the nitro cars when they fire those things up and cry your eyes out. You run out of breath because of all the nitro.
Yeah, well, and there's a new sponsor out there, Hearing Protection Services.
Right,
so you get some earplugs. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting because there's certain decibel levels that you can still hear at. So you can still have a conversation, but it protects you from those other sounds.
Correct, yeah. And they are very loud.
Yeah.
I mean, they're loud enough you can feel them.
Yeah. Well, and actually, when I ran the circle track, that was one of the things is I had to keep people off the fence. Because they wanted to stand there, because that's what they were trying to get,
right.
is the cars, tearing by. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, you think about, battery-operated cars. You think about, I know you got a no Prius,
parking
which you
policy,
barely
right.
let me park here because it's a hybrid. But, yeah, I mean, I think about, Formula E and stuff, and all that sound is like, gone. It's all you hear is the wheel.
I remember years ago I was in Vegas, Nevada, testing, and there was a pro stock motorcycle in front of me, and we're just, we're all working our way through the staging lanes, and he got up there, and it turns out it was electric, but it looked like a regular pro stock motorcycle.
Wow.
And I mean, he gets up there and just twists the throttle, and the thing starts screeching the tire, doing a burnout, and it, he rolls up to the starting line, and all you heard was the tire screeching.
Wow.
You didn't hear anything else, and it's like, that was one of the weirdest experiences I had at the time. It's just strange, because all you hear... And you kind of get that sensation now with turbo cars because
right.
they're not as loud as a normally aspirated car, so you can hear
a
lot of
whistle.
The tire, tire noise, because tires are trying to grip
right.
You know, and lose traction all the time. So
right.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
no, hopefully not my generation.
I mean, knock on wood. It still seems to keep going. I mean, Circle Track has other problems, but 341 Eubank or 9674 Eagle Ranch Road here on the west side. Get your tickets. All out, call out. I mean, it's sold out. It had so many people.
We will sell out. We're estimating by noon.
Yeah, well, and absolutely, because I mean, last year, I mean, they even had to turn people away. It was 5,000 people in attendance.
Yeah, and this year we're limiting it. Yeah, well, I say we as a collective group.
Right.
It's most, you know, Robert's trying to facilitate so everybody has a good experience. They're only going to let about 3,000 people in.
All right. Well, wish you success today, and once again, thank you for all you do to keep motorsports alive in town, and every once in a while, paying a little to the local magistrate.
Yeah, hopefully not. It's been a while. Knock on wood.
Awesome. So. Well, hey, we're gonna start a new segment today. It's called "Where Is Spencer?" and we want to find out what he's doing. So I'm gonna go to him live. Hey, wake up, Spencer. This is your call. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. It's a little bit earlier over here. I'm on the West Coast today in Madera, California. We're racing Madera Speedway later on tonight.
And so what are you doing? Because, I mean, are you driving, you spotting, you crew chiefing? What do you got going on out there?
Well, tonight, not going to be behind the wheel. Going to be up in the spotter stand for the number 9 of Jason Irwin with the Lucas Oil Modified Series at Madera Speedway. Exciting opportunity for me. I really enjoy spotting. I would say it's probably as close as you can get to being behind the wheel as far as actively involved with the team and everything. But, yeah, we're looking forward to a good night. I love the track over here. It's a little third-mile bull ring, and they actually laid down some resin, much like we saw at Bristol Motor Speedway earlier this year.
That's fantastic. So when is your next opportunity to get behind the wheel?
Next opportunity to get behind the wheel is going to be here in about 2.5 weeks. Back here in California, up in Northern California, and I'm going to be doing California Speed Week in the Micro Sprint. It's 5 days, 4 different racetracks of racing. We go to Dixon, California, then over to Stockton, California, break on Thursday night, and then Friday night we're back in Visalia, California, and we end everything in Lemoore, California, and then head back home.
Well, and I have to say thank goodness that this is the summer session. Because you're also going to the University of New Mexico. What are you studying there?
I'm studying marketing degree over there. Just 1 year left, and to be honest, I couldn't do it without the help of my dad and Jim. They're over in Albuquerque right now, getting the car ready to go and turn around for California, while I'm out here getting things put together with Jason and, of course, doing stuff with you. And school's out right now, but I have a regular 9-to-5 job at Frank Supply that I try to work with to get a little bit more tire money. Busy man over the summer, but enjoying every second of it.
Well, and I think that, it just shows you all the things that you have to do to try and be successful. Getting sponsorship, you know, I mean, being out there, promoting the sport, you know, whether you're behind the wheel or not, it just takes so much to come together to actually be able to race and race at the highest level. Some of that, being able to generate, you know, some of the connections with your involvement around Lucas Oil?
I'm trying to work a little bit. It's hard because I'm a spotter over here, and it's very hard for me to back away from the whole driver's aspect of
right.
it. But, I'm trying to meet a lot of new people, and I'm actually getting together with a lot of old friends. I don't know how many people know, but I used to race in California doing some asphalt stuff, both in USAC midgets and NASCAR modified. So it's good to see a lot of my old friends at the tracks that I go to here and catch up with them, and I'm meeting a lot of new people as well, and it's just been wonderful, Dave.
Yeah, well, and we appreciate everything you do with the show. As a matter of fact, we hadn't talked about this yet, but I'm thinking about doing a segment on the website where you could just blog in, you know, and you'd be able to go to Where's Spencer. Of course, they could also check you out on Wheels Up Wednesday. And talk a little bit about Wheels Up Wednesday and maybe some of the things you got coming up on that.
Yeah, Wheels Up Wednesday. Thank you again for mentioning that. It's a little bit early over here. Almost forgot that. But Wheels Up Wednesday is a podcast that me and one of my best friends, Matt Omek, who's actually over here in California. He's the tire specialist for Jason Irwin.
Awesome.
And it's a new podcast that we've been doing. We just released season one, episode 14, on this previous Wednesday, where we talked a little bit about Jason getting a ticket right in front of my house. we talk about all kinds of news and rumors from around NASCAR, IndyCar. We cover motocross, pretty much any type of racing that you could like, we cover in the Wheels Up Wednesday podcast. And it's just a fun show. It's 30 minutes long. It's on YouTube. We also have a Facebook page at Wheels Up Wednesday. And it's a good time. We're actually now getting on to bringing guests. I just had Jason Irwin on a couple weeks ago. That was a great interview with him. And, yeah, it's just a great time and a good way to kill a little bit of time during your work week.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you for getting up early. I know it's going to be a long day, but really appreciate you jumping on and a part of our inaugural Where's Spencer segment. So I'm actually going to work on like a little audio and the whole thing and have a nice little lead in for you. So we'll surprise you with that next week. But have a good one, and we'll catch up with you on the show next week.
Thank you for having me on, Dave. I'm going to go talk to the hotel lady and figure out what room I'm in. I walked out without checking.
Oh, no. All right, man. Well, good luck with that. That was Spencer Hill, of course, a correspondent with the New Mexico Motorsports Report. And we're always amazed and started joking. It's like, we have no idea where he is this weekend. So we thought, well, we'll just call his cell phone and find out. And we might just, you know, sometimes in Vegas, you know, might just need to stay in Vegas. But we got a whole lot more coming up, so stay tuned. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags
and test and tune time trials for only $25.
With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November, go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now.
Real Outlaw Door Slammers,
Top Comp,
Super Pro,
Pro,
Sportsmen,
and Junior Dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there.
abqdragway.com.
When planning a day out on the water, always be aware of current and forecasted weather conditions. Weather can change quickly and unpredictably in the land of enchantment, so check the forecast before you cast off. Inclement weather can challenge your operating skills. Always know how to get to a place of safety like a marina, shore, dock, camp, or other shelter at the first sign of bad weather. Always be prepared with required boating safety equipment so you and your loved ones make it home safely. For more information, call 888-NM-PARKS or visit nmparks.com.
Get ready for the WWE Live SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. Saturday night, June 23rd at Tingley Coliseum at Expo New Mexico. AJ Styles faces Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship. The Miz challenges Jeff Hardy for the U.S. Championship. The New Day, The Bar, Rusev Day, and the Bludgeon Brothers battle for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. And more. Great seats available now at the UNM box office and UNMtickets.com.
If it's Father's Day, it's Bullseye Golf. Bullseye has been recognized as a multiple top 100 club fitter and has great Father's Day specials now through Father's Day, including the Golf Buddy Voice GPS, normally $139, now only $99. FootJoy Hyperflex shoes, regularly $159, are on sale for just $99. Bullseye carries golf apparel from Travis Matthews, Adidas, Ping, and more, and gift cards are always a hit as well. Bullseye Golf for Father's Day, your local family-owned and operated golf shop in the Hoffmantown Shopping Center.
Sports fans, it's Julie here. It's time to hit a grand slam on your next job with Roadrunner Ready Mix, your most trusted concrete supplier in New Mexico. And a portion of your proceeds is donated to various charities. We will provide superior concrete fast with reliable delivery. You can count on me and my business, Roadrunner Ready Mix. Whether your project consists of foundations, porches, sidewalks, or large buildings, I have your project covered. Give us a call. It's Roadrunner Ready Mix, 891-0100. That's 891-0100.
Max Steak in the Rough, a New Mexico tradition for over 69 years. Delicious steak fingers, green chili cheeseburgers, chicken fingers, crispy fries, onion rings, and wash them down with a fresh limeade or tasty shakes and malts. Max Steak in the Rough, in Rio Rancho at Latitudes, or in Albuquerque on Manal.
Thinking of finally getting a new family fun hot tub? Then buy local and from a company you can trust. Dreamstyle Remodeling. We feature the original hydrotherapy hot tub maker, Jacuzzi, starting at just $54.99. Purchase includes cover and delivery. See a big selection of the best hot tubs made in the world, Jacuzzi, with factory price tags and easy financing up to 24 months, no interest. Hot tub by the best, Jacuzzi. Now at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club.
If you're age 16 to 24, Job Corps will help you learn and succeed in trades like these: solar, welding, electrical, carpentry, automotive, and more. Take a tour and enroll for your future today at New Mexico Job Corps Centers, 222-4139 or jobcorps.gov.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And we're going to go out to the track live out at Sandia Speedway right after driver's meeting and catch up with Larry Pitsley with the road race Southwest Motorsports Racing is going on. How you doing this morning, Larry?
Hey, David, I'm doing great. It's actually a beautiful Land of Enchantment morning out here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you're responsible for that, because the drag racing guys really appreciate that. I mean, it's gorgeous. This is fantastic.
Well, I'm responsible for it till about 11 this morning, and then when it starts hitting around 90, then my responsibility goes away.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, talk a little bit about what's going on out at Sandia on the road course this weekend.
Well, we've got a good field of cars, and we've got a few new cars out that have never been out with us before.
Great.
And we've got some students in our high-performance driving class. And they'll be getting trained on what it's like to drive on a actual race course as opposed to doing things on the street. And we hope this makes them a better driver and a better street driver.
Well, I actually definitely believe that. I mean, because if you know how to handle your car, you can learn how to handle the Albuquerque drivers. Because the cool thing about being on a road course is everybody's going the same way for the same direction, unless of course they turn it around. Talk a little bit about your car and what you're looking for this weekend.
Well, I have a pretty highly modified 914 that it's all modern. It's a 1975 car, but it's got a modern Porsche six-cylinder in it, and it's a pretty fast, well-laid-out car, and one I've been working with for probably 20 years, and it's a lot of fun, and we encourage all people that are listening to come out. There's no charge to watch what we do. There's no charge for the races. The concession stand is open, so if you come out around lunchtime, you can get you can get yourself a hamburger and stuff. Sally will fix you right up. So we're encourage all people to come out and see what we do, because it's more fun than people realize. And as you well know, and your dad well knows, that doing this kind of stuff is not only a lot of fun, but it makes you a much better and safer driver every day.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about the uniqueness of setup there with a road racing car. Are you looking for more of a neutral balance, or do you actually get in and change the gear ratios or anything to run at Sandia?
Well, we primarily try to run pretty neutral car, because we have both left and right-hand turns, and because of that, you can't set your car up like on an oval. You set your car up turning just left, so you you change the front wheel camber and the rear wheel camber and things like that to make sure that it turns left. For us, we have to turn both ways, so we set it up pretty neutral. And we do things like that to make the car handle really well, and you develop a really good balance in your car. And of course, you always have to have really good brakes and things like that to make it a much more fun event. And then we've added a lot of safety equipment in our vehicles. Like mine is a full race car, so it has, fuel cell and a fire system and a full roll cage and, everything that's not essential to the car is not on there. The car started life at about 2,600 pounds and now weighs about 1,900.
Wow.
So we get rid of a lot of things, and then we do a lot of stuff with fiberglass and Lexan and what have you. So it makes it much faster. When you think of racing, you have to think about all we're doing is we're moving mass. We're turning it, starting it, and stopping it, and so the less mass you have, the better.
Yeah, so if people wanted to get more information about Southwest Motorsports, how would you recommend they go about getting that?
Well, you can go to our website, swms.com, and we've got all the stuff on that. We've got a whole list of people you can contact. My name and phone number and email are on there. You can call me, and I'd be more than happy to help people with any information they want. Plus, there's a whole rules package, and all that stuff is on there. And that's probably the best way to start. Go to the website, and then from there you can reach us either individually or through email.
And so when will track activities start today?
Actually, we're going to have people out on the track probably in another 15 or 20 minutes, something like that. We're just getting the corner workers out, getting the ambulance and the wrecker crews associated to their locations. And then we'll take the driving school people out. And after that, we'll send out all the race cars for practice. And then we'll do qualifying, and then we start racing. We'll start racing probably just before lunchtime.
Awesome. Hey, Larry, thank you for jumping on this morning, and I wish you the best of luck. In the weekend with a big smile and not a dent on the car.
All right, I appreciate that, David, and thanks for having us. And remember, everybody, come on out and visit us today and tomorrow and see what we do.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. That was Larry Pitsley. He's with SWMS.org, Southwest Motorsports. But coming up on deck, FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 7 p.m. this evening, we got Braves versus Dodgers. Tomorrow, you can tune in at 2 p.m. For Braves versus Dodgers, and then we'll have the Yankees and Mets at 6 p.m. Of course, tune in Monday for the locker room at 4 p.m., and I'm sure Bob Brown's going to break down all of the games and everything that happened over the weekend. Might even be talking a little Formula One if I know Bob as I do. But you've been listening to another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. We invite you to tune in every Saturday or go check out our website, nmmotorsportsreport.com. Thank you, RJ, for the calendar. Thank you, Kelly, for everything you do. And more importantly, waking up and showing up, every week. I mean, sometimes just showing up gets it done. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.